Stop 5, the trolley bus network of La Plana, Herrero Street, 15 Cis, Davalos Factory. After the end of the Spanish Civil War, Spain experienced difficult times marked by a general shortage of all manner of basic items, including liquid fuels. Attempts were made to alleviate such shortages, which disrupted the provision of public transport by using systems such as gasogen, as well as looking for means of transport powered with alternative energy, such as electricity. The situation led the Franco regime to develop the trolleybus lines, amongst these the Red de Trolebuses de la Plana, RTLP. A trolleybus is a bus whose electric motor is powered by overhead wires. The network was developed in 1942 by the provincial authorities, the Diputación de Castellón, to modernize public transport in La Plana area and replace the steam tram. Designed by the engineer Adolfo Maquinandi Arena, it aimed to connect the municipalities of Benicassim, Castelló, Villarreal, Buriana, Nules, and Laval d'Uixó. However, at the time, the central government was backing another plan, one to modernize La Panderola, making it electric and converting it to a meter-gauge railway, as well as other improvements such as renovating El Grau station and extending the line to El Pinar Beach, which would have completely overhauled La Panderola. The coexistence of both initiatives in a precarious economic context seriously affected the development of either, frustrating the tramway modernization project, which never came to fruition, and excessively delaying the trolleybus one, which faced numerous technical and economic challenges. As such, it wasn't until 1950 when installation of the first overhead power line poles commenced. In 1954, four Pegaso Zed 501 trolleybuses were acquired for provision of the service, and in 1956, construction of the garage, an interesting building found on Valencia Avenue and known as El Cocheron, was completed. Lastly, on the 18th of July 1961, almost 20 years after the beginning of the project, La Plana trolleybus network was inaugurated, with an itinerary limited to the section between El Grau de Castelló and Villarreal. This new means of transport coexisted side by side with La Panderola until 1963, following the same routes on several sections. Thus, the trolleybus, starting from El Grau, headed to Castellón along Hermanos Bo Avenue, continuing along streets currently known as Guitarrista Tárrega, Asensi, Herrero, Orfebres Santa Línea, Pais Valencia Square, and Valencia Avenue, from where it continued to Villarreal, the return journey following the very same route. Delays in its implementation, as well as the evolution of private transport, cars, motorcycles, etc., and the economic and social transformation experienced over these two decades, led to the post-war project being significantly dysfunctional, with low passenger numbers leading to its dismantling in January 1970. Such an ephemeral existence should not detract from the fact that La Plana trolleybus network was an attempt to create a metropolitan public transport network serviced by vehicles powered entirely by electric energy, a direct predecessor of the current tram. At present, some components of the RTLP can still be found, forming an interesting heritage legacy. El Cocheron Garage, for example, on Valencia Avenue, stands out for its great architectural value and unique design. Some of the trolleybuses that plied the line are also preserved and can be found in the Generalitat Valenciana's Historical Railways Collection. Likewise, scattered along the route through the municipalities of Castelló and Villarreal, we can still see about 50 sheets. These metal fittings serve to hold the network's overhead power lines. Two of them can be seen on the facade of the Davalos warehouse, while there are others of Jiminyum Buzz along Herrero Street, which we encourage you to look out for while following the route.